goodsuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of being in your presence again tonight or this afternoon or wherever you are. Lord, we say, blessed be your name in Jesus' name. And we ask, O God, that you visit everyone and that no one returns back the same way. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. The topic remains the law of exposure, but our main topic is the secret weapon for outsmarting our mates. And the background law behind it is the law of exposure. Let's always understand that in this life, there are always secrets behind everything we do. If somebody succeeds, it's because he knows more than the one who doesn't succeed. Maybe he has better backup, like God supporting one and the other one not after God. But one thing we do know is that the one who is actually following God knows something the other one doesn't know. Why do we have so many unbelievers around us? Because one person has got to know God. And that's why he's chasing him. You know, those of us who go to church every now and then, there's a reason you go to church and the other people don't go to church. They have not been exposed to what you have been exposed to. They've not been able to encounter God the way you've encountered God. If they also can have that conviction of the Holy Spirit, they will also follow God the same way you are following God. So that is it. So what are we praying for every time for unbelievers? We are praying that the Holy Spirit will convict them, that the Holy Spirit will make them see reasons why they have to follow God. So the topic is still talking about how to outsmart your mates. There is one thing that can make your mate go ahead of you. If he knows better than you, he will definitely go better. You know, we often spiritualize everything. But let's take the case of exam, for example. Why do we always see some people pass almost all exams and some people struggle to pass? Somebody knows more than somebody. One thing I do know is that those who pass are those who often go the extra mile of reading, reading beyond the topic and on like that. Yes, of course, we know the exemption of some people who don't study like others, but they still pass. Why? Because once they hear the topic once, it sticks to their head. But the matter is still, the background wisdom is that the other person who passed definitely knows more than the one who did not pass. If it's happening the first time, it's happening the second time, it's because somebody definitely knows more. Praise God. So let's read some scriptures. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because thou hast rejected exposure," that's knowledge, "because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Since thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." It will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Then 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Casting down imaginations. You can change the word imaginations to casting down mindsets that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. You can see here that God is not even talking about demons. He's not talking about the powers of darkness. These guys have been destroyed. These powers have been destroyed. But there is something else that is remaining. It is your mind. It is my mind. So it's talking about casting down imaginations, casting down mindsets. Last week we talked about mindsets, that when you see concrete on a construction site, when they are pouring it, every part of the concrete is not that hard. But when they mix it together with water, a reaction happens and it becomes solidified. And that's why you are staying in that story building, putting chairs on it, putting all manner of everything on it, and it stands strong. Why? Because that concrete already sets. So take that to the place of mindset. When you begin to think in a particular manner, you may not even be aware of it. If you are thinking in a particular direction, your mind becomes set in that direction. That is why it's called mindset. So for example, if you grew up in a very poor house, you may not know it, but your mind is set towards poverty. You begin to think along that line. When you wake up in the morning, you are thinking about how not to lose money. But somebody and someone else who lived in a rich house is thinking about how to make more money. But your own is, How do I not lose money today? How do I have enough to eat today? But someone else who grew up in a rich house is thinking, man, I got to make millions today. That's how he's thinking, because he was brought up not to think poverty. He was brought up not to think about what to eat. Eating food is not a problem in their home, so he doesn't think about it. It's not part of his own mindset. But for those who grew up in a very poor house and scattered house, bad marriages or bad experience, bad environment, bad locality, you may be struggling with it. You think about security so much. But imagine somebody who grew up in a place that they don't even have fences around their houses. He just lives normally. He doesn't even think about a thief coming to break his house. But where we grew up from, after building your house with concrete, concrete wall, concrete everything, you now build fences around the house with blocks, maybe concrete. Sometimes the fence is almost higher than the building itself. So we are so much configured to think about a lot of security. But someone who grew up in a different place doesn't think like that. So it is time for you and I to begin to question your mindset, to question the thoughts you think every day, because they are behind all the things you do every day. Your thoughts eventually become your actions if they are not controlled. What if you could finally find that one secret that could guarantee good success? I know naturally you and I want to think, oh, maybe it's I need to pray more. But you have always been praying. I need to fast more. You have always been fasting. But we need to know the place of prayer, the place of fasting, and the place of this law we are discussing today. When you pray and fast and pray in the Holy Ghost, what you should get from it is exposure. You have been exposed to the things of the Spirit. You have been exposed to the power of God like never before. You are displacing your natural thoughts with the thoughts of God. Why do we struggle with faith? Because we grew up in natural thoughts. We grew up with fear. If you grew up in the kind of place I grew up from, where you even experience the power of darkness in its raw form, you are sleeping at night, somebody comes to press you down, you are sleeping, you have all manner of wrong dreams. The way you think is not the same way somebody who just lives naturally, who didn't have all those experiences. It's different. So we need to begin to question what we think is even correct and what we think is not correct. Because you may just be thinking wrong. And if you are thinking wrong, you'll be acting wrong. I pray God breaks all the shackles of wrong mindset in Jesus' name. So, prayer and fasting grants us access to this secret. But it may not always be the secret itself. Prayer and fasting lets you have access to God. And as you begin to get closer to God, it displaces every wrong thought, every wrong mindset. This is not talking about sin. It's not talking about committing sins. No, it's talking about you not having the mind of God, not having the thoughts that God wants you to have. He said, the thoughts I think towards you, they are thoughts of good and not of evil. He said, my thoughts are higher than your ways. He said, the thoughts that God thinks towards us, they are higher, they are bigger. He doesn't think like us. So God wants us to begin to think like Him. That's where it all begins. Now, I took a course recently. I paid a lot of money for it. And there are so many billionaires in that platform talking about, billionaires in dollars now, US dollars, billionaires. Just from the first day, I saw how I think changing. I saw so many things I thought were so difficult. They were just melting down. This is not a Christian program. This is not any form of Christian program. It's just a normal program. I eventually found out that these guys are serious Christians, having good families and all that, but they did not treat the program as a Christian. It was just a business program. But the way they were talking about money, talking about making a lot of money, it just made everything so different, like the way I've been thinking. That tells us the instant benefit of exposure. Exposure can bring some instant changes to your life. Actions begins with your thought, like I mentioned earlier. We eventually almost act out our thoughts. So if you begin to think wrong thoughts about accident, you are likely going to have accidents. If you are thinking poverty and you are scared, every action you take, you can't invest, you can't put your money somewhere, you can't spend your money even to enjoy yourself sometimes. You are always scared of not having money. I don't want to get to a place I don't have money. Then the person has poverty mentality. That is the problem of all our senators in Nigeria, of all the representatives. Why do they steal money? Because they don't want to become poor again. Imagine if you go and check these guys, most of them grew up poor. So they end up thinking poor. How will somebody steal several millions and billions of dollars or naira? What is he going to do with that money? That money is not needed again because he already has money. But because he has poverty mentality, he has to steal as much as possible. So it's time for you and I to begin to question our thoughts, to question the things we think they are right or wrong. The ability to see is one of the instant benefits of exposure. If you go to the wrong church, for example, and in your church all they talk about are the things that the Bible doesn't want them to talk about, you will think in that line. But if you go to a church where they talk about victory, they talk about winning, they talk about the blessings of God, they talk about the things God wants to do, they talk about righteousness, you will naturally begin to think in that same light. But let's say you go to a church that when they are preaching, everybody is sleeping, you don't even see the power of God, everybody comes to share how the devil molested them, you will almost experience the same thing. So it doesn't even matter whether you're in church or out of church. You need to set your thinking right. That is why the Bible defines faith as faith. It is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What you hope for is what will determine what you have faith in. So if your hope is wrong, your faith cannot even be right in the first place. For example, if all you think about is having money, what do you look for? You begin to look for scriptures about money. And eventually, because your mindset is wrong, when God is even telling you the secret to making the money, you will miss it. Because when he starts telling you about giving, but because your mind is set towards, oh, I need to keep and keep and keep, you eventually not do what the Bible commands. So we need to begin to know that having the right mindset begins with us seeing, exposure. You need to be exposed to the right things. We are going to talk about how to get this exposure, but we need to know that one of the instant benefits of exposure is the ability to see right, to see the right thing. Many of us are biased about many things in life. We don't even know it because it's a mindset. Because the mind is set, you don't even know it's wrong. So we are going to see how to break all these things very shortly. What are the instant benefits of exposure? The immediate breaking of wrong mindsets. Your wrong mindset has been there for years, could just be broken. For example, I shared a testimony of how I was able to do something I never thought could be possible. For example, because I have a lot of hair on my head, I always thought that I could never barb my hair. When I see people barbing their hair, I would say, oh, it's because these guys, you know, they have fadon kind of hair. That means they always crimp their hair, they don't have any hair there. But I tried it one day and I saw that I was able to even do it better than all my barbers have been doing. Because most times when I go to the barber, they don't do what I want. This time around, I tried it and I did it perfect and I was shocked. My wife also tried one day, just said, let me even try to make my hair. And she made it. She's done like 3 or 4 styles now by herself and it was looking perfect. What was the problem all the while? Mindset. We had a mindset that we could not do it because we didn't see anybody doing it. We're going to talk about that part also. Because you have not seen many people doing it, you naturally think that it's not possible. So you need to begin to question. When you think something is not possible, the first thing that should come to your mind is, I need to question this. Is it really possible? What has God said about this? Then the third instant benefit of exposure is wisdom. We know that wisdom is the right application of knowledge in a timely manner. Not just knowing what to do, no. Knowing what to do and doing it in a timely manner, that is wisdom. When you are exposed to knowledge, eventually that knowledge will help you to know what to do in the future. It may not be now, in the future. The importance of mindset. I've mentioned it somehow, but I'm going to mention many of them again. When you see a pastor's child, why do pastor's children become pastors? Because their mindset is naturally to think in that light. They woke up in their life, so to say. They grew up in a house where prayer has been done, where somebody is preaching, where somebody is following God. That's how they grew up. So naturally, the only thing they fight is not to become pastors. That's why many pastor students don't want to become pastors. Naturally, it comes natural to them. Why? Because God, he works with priesthood. He calls the father. Naturally, most times, not all the time, most times, the child is also part of that call, follows that call most times. So naturally, it's easy for him to flow. Why are so many of us running away from ministry? Because maybe our parents are not ministry. Or maybe our parents did ministry in the wrong way. So you naturally want to run away from it because you are scared all the things you heard when you were growing up. Nowadays, people want to become pastors. Why? Because they've seen pastors succeeding. When we were growing up, most of the pastors we knew were suffering. So you don't even want to become pastors. So that's one example. A politician's child. I know of somebody, a pastor, Biodun Fatoyinbo, the pastor of Koza. His father was a popular politician. The normal thing was that, you know, naturally, it was just running their house. His father wanted him to be a politician. He had to stand his ground and know, God has called me into ministry. I want to be a pastor, not a politician. It was a problem, major problem in the house. And even when he was suffering and doing all that because he went to the call, his father was so angry, was not talking to him for several years. Because naturally, that was what was supposed to happen. But when his father started seeing his success, I think he gave his life to Christ and eventually had a change. What am I trying to say? That where you grew up will eventually affect all the decisions you make in life. A rich man's child, they mentioned it, the poor man's child think differently. You are thinking about, oh, I don't want to be poor. Let's save. Let's keep. But a rich child does not think that way. He doesn't think about how to eat. No, he thinks about how to make more. Whereas somebody is thinking about how to, let me just survive. No. Let's say a juju man's child. A juju man's child naturally wants to. I've seen it. I knew somebody who was into the occultic. And the child, one of the children, just picked it up naturally. Just started following that line. There was no struggle, so to say. Because that was what he met in his house. And this is also telling us about how to run our future. Every decision you and I make now, especially in marriage, in business, it is for the generations to come. That is why God was talking about Abraham. He said, I know we command his children after him. Why do you think Abraham went through all those years of test? God wanted to bring you and I into that covenant. The person who was going to host that covenant at the first time needed to be ready to cast out all his wrong mindset. God first told him, why did God tell him to leave his father's house? Did he have to walk that long? But because God had to correct all the wrong mindset, God told him, he said, come out of your people. That was the first thing. And after some years, God will talk to him again. Do this. After some years, God will correct him again. God was just working on his mind over and over and over again until he was able to see, oh, this is what God is talking about. See, the same Abraham, after many years, God had to bring him out again to show him the stars so that he could see what he actually meant. And when he was exposed, immediately, Abraham was able to grasp the truth and say, oh, this is what God is talking about. And after that, the child came. Thieves, their children easily become thieves too. So how do we break the wrong mindsets? If I want to stay ahead of people, how do I break wrong mindsets? Number one, reading. And somebody will say, oh, maybe I'm old, maybe I'm young. It's never too early and it's never too late. Expose your children to reading. Let them enjoy it. You yourself read. Don't say, I want to finish 5 books in a month. It is the beginning of deceit for this generation especially, because there's so much distraction in this generation. What I believe works is, tell yourself, I'll read 1 page per day. If you can do that, you will do more than billions of people on earth who are not even reading. And when you begin to read the right books, of course the right books, you will see the things you didn't know were possible. You begin to see the possibilities that you never thought were possible. Number two, spiritual aspect, pray in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, one of the things God does is to break the wrong mindset. You begin to see visions. You begin to see the things that were not possible before. Why do you think all these fathers of faith, Bishop Oyedepo, Baba Adeboye that was living in a one-room apartment, he said his family were coming to visit him and it was like, God, how did they all come? I've forgotten his number of children. They're all coming with his wife into this room. He was thinking, how will I even do it? And God said, don't worry, I'm going to give you a city. What do you think that word did for him? That word made him see beyond his one room. He was still in the one room. That word made him see a city. Has it happened or not? It's happening. Happening right before our eyes. We can see Redemption Camp just expanding and expanding and expanding. I remember several years ago, the first time I would see ushers using car inside an auditorium was in Redemption Camp. That means the place is so big that the people are monitoring everywhere. I had to be using this kind of, you know, this kind of car they use in stadiums. That's what they were using to walk around to be able to do all the things they need to do, because the place was big. Why? Pray in the Holy Ghost. All the fathers of faith I know about, they are people who pray in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, it just shatters something that was there before. You begin to see beyond your understanding. If you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, please make it a duty that before the end of this month that I want to get baptized. And you can pray on your own. Read about it. When you read, you become exposed. You begin to see that, oh, I can even pray and be baptized. I was baptized on my bed. Number three, we mentioned reading. We've mentioned praying in the Holy Ghost. Then number three, traveling is very important. You may be so surprised at how different the next town to you, how they think, can be so different from how you think that you've never even imagined it. Somebody said something sometimes ago, maybe it's Duro Toye or somebody like that. He said, in your lifetime, make sure you travel out of Nigeria. He said, even if it's Benin Republic, he said, just make sure you go there. Even if it's not Benin Republic, if you have never gone to the north before, I know, yes, security issues now, but what I'm just saying is, travel to other places. You'll be shocked at how different people think in some places. You wouldn't even know how to solve some problems until you know how people think differently. I was talking to a child today, and I said, do you know generator? He said, I've heard about it before. I said, generator. You live in Lagos. You are talking about generator. The problem is, you can't even say, I don't know generator, because you may have like six of them around your house, blowing at the same time, in the night. But somebody was saying, I've heard about it before. He has never experienced it. And I was like, what? And I didn't even say anything, because there was no way for me to explain it for him. Because it's just something that you can't explain. Now, somebody like that, the way he thinks is different from the way you that grew up in such a noise would think. Travel to some other places. Meet people. Go out. Go sometimes to go and meet with people. Even sometimes go and see what unbelievers are thinking. You will know how to win them. When you see the way they live, how they think, it's just different from how we think. Sometimes because we stay so long in church, we think everybody thinks like us. No. When you see how these unbelievers think, you will know that, no, this thing is a matter of prayer and fasting. It's not just a matter of talking and talking. How do we break the wrong mindset? Ask questions from those who know better. It doesn't matter if the person is older or younger. Somebody who is younger than you may know so much more in one aspect of life than you do know. Be humble enough to ask questions from the young people, from the old people. It may just make a difference between that breakthrough you've been waiting for. One thing I know about God is, God does not always pass protocol. He breaks protocol, but sometimes and most times, if, for example, if you are the wife, most times what God has told your husband is not going to tell you. He will expect you to hear it from your husband. If you are in a church, what God has told your pastor, if you decide not to listen to him, and you are saying you want to hear your own side of the story, God will not answer you. Because he already told the person he put over you. He may tell you some other things, but that one that he has already told your pastor, just take it that way. The only thing is, it gives you a conviction in your spirit to know that this is the voice of God, but it's not going to tell you again specially, except you just want to make sure you understand it quickly. But if he has told your pastor and you believe this is a man of God and you have a conviction in your spirit, just obey. Simple. So ask those who know better is one of the ways of breaking the wrong mindset. Then technology-wise now, use Google. You are searching for a scripture. Google is our friend these days. Search Google to take you to a scripture that talks about things. So this generation has no excuse, because we have access to what the generations past don't have access to. Exposure. By all means, make sure you are exposed. Paul in the Bible was talking about his books, his parchments. He was taking notes. He was reading books. He was getting exposed. He said, when we are in Rome, we behave like Romans. It wasn't like he was indulging in their sin. No. He knew their culture. So through their culture, he could reach them. Remember when he preached about the unknown God? The first thing he did when he got to that place was to find out the mindset of these people. If you know the mindset of somebody smoking weed, see, sometimes we are angry with these people. When you see them, you know that they are to be pitied, not for you to get angry with them. They are to be pitied and for you to pray for them, because they are in such bondage. I've been around people who smoke. They are in a bondage. They are not even thinking about a way out because they have already given up. Because maybe every 20 minutes, every 30 minutes, I got to smoke. They're out to go and smoke. They smoke cigarette, they smoke weed, they smoke all manner of things. They need help. If you see from that angle, it may just change how you do your soul winning. So, number five, choose your movies, choose your music. Some of us as Christians still afford to listen to some kind of music that we shouldn't listen to. Now, we need to choose these things. There's something about movies. Do you know that your brain and my brain almost doesn't know the difference between movies and reality? If you keep watching the wrong things, your brain will begin to assimilate it in as if it's the right thing. Choose your movies. In those days, they used to tell us that TV is the box of the devil. Of course, it's not right. But the main thing behind that theory was that TVs will make you see the things you didn't plan to see. But today, thank God, you can determine the things you watch. If you have cable TV, you are the one who will put it on. I want to watch this one. Now you can determine the things you want to watch. On your TV, determine the things your children watch. Determine the kind of movie you watch. Do you know the power of movies and the media? Almost every movie you watch now, you almost see gay being portrayed as a normal life. Eventually, God have mercy on the generation coming. They will just think these things are normal. But they never knew it is our generation that we are thinking is not normal. When these people grow up, because they are putting it in movies, it's just normal there, they see it normally. See, they will think it's normal. They will begin to think you are the one who is abnormal. Somebody will just wake up one day, I think I got to be a boy today. And it will be a boy for 1 week. Then next week you'll say, I need to be a girl this week. It's going to be that bad. But you and I have a responsibility of telling our children, of telling the generation to come. That, see, you explain things to them, show them from the word of God. Make sure they know God for themselves. And to wrap it up today, if you and I want to get ahead, we need to understand that exposure is a major thing, even in faith. As powerful as faith is, your hope needs to be set right before you can have the right faith for anything you want to accomplish in life. In business, maybe all you are thinking is, let me just make $100,000 in a year. And somebody is thinking about making $1 billion in a month. You think it doesn't happen? It's happening. That money you are making in a year, somebody is making it in 1 hour, in 1 minute. That's what somebody is making. But if you are not exposed to see that these things are possible, you may never see how possible it is. So let's engage the law of exposure to be able to have our good success this year. We have prayed, we have fasted. Many of us have been engaging in several days of prayer and fasting. But let's understand that we need to see the reality of the truth. The reality of the truth God has been trying to show us. When you see the Bible, don't see it as a book of story. See it as a reality that is true, that must come to pass. So this year, let you and I decide to take steps, concrete steps, to break all those wrong mindsets by prayer, by the blood of Jesus, by everything. But by all means, break the wrong mindset. I know all the lists I wrote today, they are not all the lists, but these are the things we want to focus on because of our time. And I pray that as we take steps, that thing we used to think was not possible becomes possible, beginning from your mind. And as you take steps, you begin to achieve them in the name of Jesus. Amen. We've come to the end of the episode today. So I pray as we take all these steps, may we be blessed in Jesus' name. So see you next week, same time. Please make sure you invite one person. If you have been blessed at all, bring one person. See you next week and be blessed in Jesus' name. Bye.
The good success.com.